Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Welcome to the You Haven't Heard This Music podcast. This is season 6, episode 5, and we're going to be bringing you a lot of really great music that we feel is as good as, if not better than, what's in the mainstream. My name is Mike, and you may know me from previous Side B shows. The Side B show, of course, is a little different than the A side, where there's a bit more banter and joking around, and that's, of course, hosted by Richie, as is this show. However, Richie is taking a bit of a break, so I just thought I would jump in for him and cover. Hopefully he'll do a decent job, and we'll continue bringing you some really great music. And we're going to start it off with a popular artist that we have on the show quite regularly. She's also with us over at Stream on Distro, and we love her, and she's doing really, really well. And so this is the most current release from her. It's Ailsha, and this is her song Red Flags.
Red flags, 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 red
Ailsha with Red Flags. I hope you love that. If you do, look her up, give her a follow. And the other thing is Ailsha has a new song coming out. It's called Sleep, and that's going to be available on the 21st of April. So you can check out her, maybe her Instagram, her social media, and maybe pre-like that song for her and follow her. So I hope you enjoyed that. And we're going to move along to our next song now. And this is from Adam Monaco.
My name is Adam Monaco. I'm from Philadelphia. So influences, yeah. Was probably a car commercial that really started everything off for me. I think I was like 7 or 8, and I was listening to a commercial, and I grabbed my Casio keyboard because I was just falling in love with the song. It was moving me, and I just started trying to figure out the notes on my Casio, and then later to learn it was Paco Bell's Canon, which is a song I love so much to this day. And music was in my house. You know, my father played, my grandfather played, my uncle played, my grandfather played guitars and banjos and mandolins, and it was really cool. My grandfather used to like record onto a tape machine, and then he'd record onto another tape machine, and then he would record those two things. Like, he had like a few tape machines, and he would just keep recording back and forth to layer tracks on and like play them back into each other. And he would have these really cool recordings of doing that. And so that kind of really got me into like, wow, recording and layering, and that's really cool. So, and growing up, I would like find an artist that I really liked, and I would just like listen to them over and over again and kind of like obsess over it. And I did that with so many different artists. There's so many influences. Did that with the band James. I did that with Leonard Cohen. I really loved Leonard Cohen's, like, the depth and simplicity of his lyrics and the melodicness of his music. And then he had the angelic singers that just like added this beautiful element and dimension to the music that I, in this song that you're gonna hear, is something that I wanted to bring into my music. I love kind of having those background voices just hovering over the music and creating that extra life. Currently, I'm listening to a lot of Grigorian Isakov and Lord Huron and Darlingside, and I've been putting a lot of Adrian Lanker on. I'm pulling so much inspiration. I'm listening to people that just make me feel like I want to write. I think that's how it is for me. And this song, Nevermind, is when I originally started it, I was just thinking about how we ignore things. It was kind of a simple concept for me. I'm like, oh, you know, we have these things. We have the history and the world we live in. And we just kind of maybe sometimes are ignoring it. And then we have our spirituality and our relationship with people and our faith, and how we're just kind of maybe brush that off. And we're like, ah, never mind. And our time with ourselves and our relationship with who we are, and are we taking care of ourselves? And sometimes we brush that off. And I was just thinking about how we do that. And I wanted to write about that process that we sometimes go through as people. And then as the song went on, it started to become more than that. And the lyrics are so simple, but I didn't realize I was gonna be able to draw more from them. But people were coming to me and sharing different things that they were getting out of it, and resolving conflicts and coming together, you know, in community. And I love that was happening, because that's kind of what music really is for me, is everyone coming together and working on something together. I just love that process. That's why I'm so excited about the video. It kind of shows that. I mean, it was like 15 of us in a studio just coming together and putting these pieces together for this song, and it really shows. So in the video, it'll get to show a little bit of that, which I'm excited about. You'll be able to hear the song on April 7th on all streaming platforms, and then on April 15th, we'll actually we have the video coming out, so you can see all that on YouTube. So I hope you like it. This is Nevermind.
Bring me to the other side.
Was Adam Monaco with Nevermind. And Adam, thanks for sending us in, that into us. It's a really great song, and we wish you all the best and success with that. Really, really good, man. Excellent. So, hey, next up we have Dreamer, who was kind of known on this show. She used to be EMR, and she switched her name to Dreamer. And this is her song called Little Secrets. Great sound to it, and I hope you enjoy it. Little Secrets by Dreamer.
Softened, say that you don't do this often, and sure, neither do the rest of us. We're talking the talk, and I'm loving how you walk. So come on, baby, won't you set aside all of your fears and tell me something that I wanna hear? Like, all these paths lead back to you. Oh, one who is making you smile. Now I tell you I want you, and don't you know I mean it, even if it is just us. Cause I've been trying to hold it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Little Secret by Dreamer. I hope you enjoyed that. And I know she has a lot more music coming your way as well. So look her up on your favorite music platform and give her a follow. Next for you, we have an artist called Scoopski. And this is their release called Double.
Hey there. I'm Scoopski from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I play guitar, sing, record bass, and do the producing in the Philadelphia group Scoopski. It's a power pop duo. Currently, I play in with my wife, who plays synth, piano, and also sings and harmonizes with me. We both write songs, co-write together, write on our own sometimes. We're kind of a power pop sound, a little bit of pop punk maybe, alternative. Some of our influences are like Weezer, They Might Be Giants, Fountains of Wayne, things like that. So the song that we have out right now, our most recent song, is called Double. It's kind of a song about someone who's two-faced, and it uses the analogy of a two-headed snake, you know, having two different faces for two different situations. And yeah, it's a fun, upbeat, power pop number. Got minor key verses and major key chorus, lots of piano. So if you like what you hear, you can find us on all streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. We're also on Bandcamp, SoundCloud. Scoopski the Band is our handle on pretty much all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're fun to follow from what I've been told. So yeah, just wanted to give a shout out to all my Tweetcore friends, and thanks for playing our song.
My 2020 vision couldn't see 2023. Who knew the day would come, you'd be a stranger to me. I thought I knew the answers and could ace a quiz on you. It turns out I knew nothing, now my brain is feeling blue.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach is not the person you were trying to reach.
I put my hand out so many times it's starting to go numb. I've got a case of carpal tunnel caused by overarching trust. And when I woke up this morning, I knew that something else was wrong. The mirror showed a sea of red and what's left of my tongue.
Scoopsy with Double. Thanks for sending that into us. Great song. Next up, we have Igor Lisal. He's an electric guitarist from Serbia. No vocals on that one. He has a good range of music. Some of it's kind of rocky. Some of it's pretty mellow. And this is his most recent release called Pinnacle. It's a bit on the rocky side. So give it a listen to, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
That was Igor Liesel with The Pinnacle, and Igor also had a release just in the last week of a 10-song album called Delicate Harmony, which is a bit more mellow tracks, really good, so if you get a chance, check them out. And next up for you, we have a quiz show with The Sound of Kissing.
Hi guys, this is Chris Matthews from the band Quiz Show out of Montclair, New Jersey. I was one of the founders of the post-punk group Shudder to Think. We released music on Discord Records in the late 80s and early 90s. I left music then for a minute to pursue a career in academia, but started writing and recording songs again with some great guys a few years back, and that's what became Quiz Show. Most people say we sound like a 90s alt-rock indie band, which makes sense, but to be specific, I hear a lot of my early influences from DC, like Dag Nasty, Fugazi, and Girls Against Boy, as well as my favorites, The Velvet Underground, The Pixies, and Built to Spill in our songs. Sound of Kissing was one of our first songs, and it captures the feel we were going for really well, with a lovely layer of guitars and a driving beat underneath. Plus, it's a love song for my wife. We just released our first full-length album on March 17th. This one, as well as our two previous EPs, are available at quizshow.bandcamp.com, and you can keep up with us on Instagram at quizshowband. Definitely also follow Magic Door Record Label to learn about some other amazing bands coming out of Montclair. To add one more thing, you write your own story, and you never need to finish.
I don't want
Thanks, Chris, for sending that into You Haven't Heard This Music podcast for us to share it with our listeners. Great song. Next for you, we have a new artist from Ireland. Her name is It's Just Hera, H-E-R-A. It's Just Hera, all word, one word. Fabulous voice. She has two songs released, so be sure to check her out. We're going to play for you her first release, which is called Letter to Myself. Just Hera, all one word. I hope you enjoyed that. I think she's got a fabulous voice, and I look forward to hearing more music from her in the future. Next up for you, we have Guy Snowden and the Citizens, and this is their song called You're Gone.
Hi, this is Guy Snowden from Guy Snowden and the Citizens. We're based in Cleveland, Ohio, but as you could probably tell by my accent, I'm originally from Birmingham, England. Our sound is that mixture of Americana rock and Brit rock and also Britpop, you know, and that's kind of the same as our influences. There's so many to choose from because the rest of the band are all American and I'm English, so I think that's what gives us our unique sound. I think the story behind You're Gone is pretty much about the angst of love gone bad, you know, and I think that really kind of comes through in the lyrics. Musically as well, I wanted to kind of dabble in the kind of new romantic sounds of like the late 70s and 80s, because to me it's just always been a sound that's been around, and I thought, you know, there's a challenge here for me to try and write something in that kind of style, and I think that comes across in the song. You can find all of our music, including You Are Gone, on all major streaming platforms. If you like what you hear, Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Give us a like. Send us a message. Let us know what you think. It would be great to hear from people. Anyway, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Walking past you used to make me smile. Now I'm running away as fast as I can. Everything that I do makes it harder to live. The emptiness I feel. But a kiss from you used to make me smile, and the tears that I've cried have dried. I will stand.
Thanks, Guy, for sending that into us. Yeah, I really like that. Definitely. I think Richie probably would like that, too. Richie, I hope you're listening. I hope you're enjoying the show, and I hope you'll be back with us soon. Meanwhile, let's keep tracking along here, and we're going to bring you their next song, which is from Jason Graham, and it's called Trust.
My name is Jason Graham. I'm a solo rock artist based out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Got into music at a really young age. I started playing guitar when I was around 8 years old, and even before that, there's always music around the house. I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock. bands like the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd. And I also listen to a lot of blues as well. Bands like Allman Brothers, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eric Clapton, guys like that. It wasn't until about high school I started listening to a lot of alternative and punk-influenced bands like Green Day. Grunge hit me, fell in love with Nirvana, Stone Temple Pilots, Alice in Chains, everybody from back then. And that really influences a lot of what I play now, is kind of the combination of the really hard alternative grunge, whatever you want to call it, early 90s sound. But I like to combine that with, you know, old blues roots and things like that that I grew up with. When I step back and look at it, I think that Trust is really a song about betrayal. It's about the feelings that accompany the loss of trust, especially in someone you care about. The dynamics of the song kind of mirror that, where, you know, it's this roller coaster of emotions that happens when you're just trying to figure everything out. You can find the new single Trust, as well as the album Soul for Sale, on iTunes and Amazon Music, as well as streaming on Spotify. If you'd like to connect through social media, I'm on all the major platforms and are at Jason Graham Official.
Like bleeding ink from a tear stain. Never believe I was on your side. Though the life we had is dead, there's a ghost within my head. It's memories that haunt. Nightmares kill. Don't tell me you miss me, 'cause I don't give a fuck. I'm lying, I'm sorry. There's no one left to trust. Miss me, if miss me, well I don't give a fuck. I'm lying, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Jason Graham with Trust. Good rocking song. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Good headbang in there. Next up we have for you a song from the Kryptonite Sparks. Now, be patient, folks. I mean, this would be a bit different for you because these guys are from Romania, so the song is in Romanian. They're a good band, a popular band in Romania. I'm probably going to pronounce the name of this song wrong. It's Las Forest, I believe. But it's really good. Give it a good listen to, man. Especially the second half of this song, it really kicks in.
We'll be right back.
I hope you enjoyed that. Probably a bit different, but hey, look, that's what we're all about, playing music from everyone for everyone, and bringing you stuff that you haven't heard before. Thus the name of the show. Next up for you, we have Emma Hunter, and here she is to introduce her song, Murray.
I'm Emma Hunter from Oxford. My drummer Tom Bruce and I create cinematic flamenco-inspired tracks that might make you feel like you're in a Western or maybe in a faraway world at a faraway time. This song, Murire, is about the effect of being self-destructive and the impact that it can have on those around you. It's based on the concept that the Italian word morire means to die and fade, and that's it in a nutshell, really. You can find out more about us on our Instagram handle, which is Emma Hunter Music. Thanks for listening.
Waiting for you at the bottom of a bottle, like it's holding the answers to the questions you hide. Thank you.
Emma Hunter, really enjoyed that. Love the finish of that song as well. That was a great close. Excellent. Okay, let's move on. Next for you, we have a rock band out of France. Pretty new on the scene, I think. They have released 2 singles so far. Hopefully there's more to come. This is their first release. It's called Red Leather Seats.
Son, I like your way. You're gonna fly, let's get to win.
That was Y Valley with Red Leather Seats. I think I forgot to introduce the name of the band at the beginning of that. So once again, it's Y Valley. They're from France, and you can look them up on your favorite streaming platform. This has been Mike, and this is the You Haven't Heard This Music podcast. And I'd like to thank you for joining us and saying hello to Richie out there. We're looking forward to having you back on the show real soon. Richie's been fabulous as far as bringing artists' music out there to the public for a very, very long time. I know I was listening to the show long before I ever had a chance to participate in it, and I really love being on the show with Richie and all the other guys as well on this A side whenever we get a chance. So keep on listening and keep on supporting. We really appreciate it, and keep sending your music in, and we'll keep bringing it out to you. So once again, this has been Mike, and thanks for listening, if indeed you still are.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.